Here we are again, studying things every Christian should know. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is happy to present Believers Academy, and I'm Stephanie. In this lesson, we will talk about faith. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 in the New Living Translation says, "Faith is a confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Faith is a belief that's stronger than hope and more sure than what we interact with using our five physical senses. It's the evidence that we believe God and His Word more than we believe the circumstances, past experiences, or anything else. If you want to see faith in action, look at Genesis 1:3. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." This scripture and many others show that God Himself uses faith as He works with all of creation. He says something and it happens. Now, there are two parts to faith: believing and speaking. 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak." Jesus is the one who began our faith, and He will be there to perfect our faith. Hebrews 12:2 calls Him the author and finisher of our faith. The way to get faith is to read and hear God's word. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We're not talking about just surface reading. Faith comes by reading God's word and thinking about what you read until it becomes a part of you, your belief system, and your way of life. This is reading and studying as if you will be tested on what you learned. For example, when someone wants to become a lawyer, he is required to take a test called the LSAT. He must make above a specific score to get into law school. Those applicants study and study and study before taking the test, knowing their future careers as lawyers depend on them making good scores. In the same way, we need to read and study God's word. As we learn it, our lives will become satisfying, successful, and victorious. If you have questions about faith, remember, faith pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." In fact, we are told that those who follow God live their lives by faith. Galatians 3:11 says, "It is through faith that a righteous person has life." You release the force of faith by speaking words. Faith is in your spirit, not your mind. Romans 10:10 says, "For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." It's words that carry faith, and it's words that release God's power. Believing and speaking faithful words will change things. Jesus gave us authority to use our faith on life situations. Mark 11:22 through 24 says, "Then Jesus said to the disciples, 'Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours." Jesus said, "Even a small amount of faith will work." In Matthew 17:20, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." By using faith, we overcome the evil that is in the world. 1 John 5:4 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." But be aware, faith does not work if you have unforgiveness in your heart. Mark 11:25 says, "But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too." So forgive others and know things will change as you speak in faith. You have finished the lesson. What's next? How do you get faith in God? What are two parts of faith? How much faith do you have so that nothing is impossible? Come back soon for more lessons on things every Christian should know. And remember, Jesus is Lord.